Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Let's talk podcasts now. Ahead of Sam Parrish and Easy Eats, Alex Barnes joins me. Hi, Alex.
Hey, Mark. Kia ora tātou. Lovely to be back.
Yeah, kia ora. Great to have you on. So, as per your regular method, you're taking us into a New Zealand podcast and an international one. I think we're starting with the New Zealand one today, which is called Island Roots, Auckland Ways.
Correct.
Tell us about
this, this pod comes out of Flavour Radio, which is a Pacific-based kind of radio station, down with the kids. And Island Roots, Auckland Ways is also known as IRAW, so I-R-A-W.
Yeah.
And it's hosted by two really joyous hosts, actually. Mariner, otherwise known as Maz. Mariner Whangaiawa Mula and Elisa Vernapula. And they're both proudly South Auckland, born and raised, well, actually born in the islands, as far as I can tell. Both from have Samoan heritage, and Maz also has Tongan heritage. And so they have this show on Flavour Radio. And this podcast, Island Roots, Auckland Ways, IRAW, is really about amplifying youth culture for Pacific people throughout Aotearoa. They're obviously from South Auckland, so they've had a strong focus on that. But as the program's evolved, they've broadened their scope a bit, and now they've got voices from all over Aotearoa, from different Pacific young people who are involved in the arts, media, all sorts of stuff, movers and shakers, advocates, all sorts. So it's a great insight into what's going on amongst young Pacific people. And when I'm saying young, I'm kind of talking about young adults, teenagers. The vibe is really, really positive. And they've just got a fun way of talking to each other and interviewing guests. And you can check them out on all sorts of different platforms like the TikTok, Instagram, things of that nature.
I should jump in and say Mariner's an ex-RNZ employee. It was very popular around here, and is obviously a person of great talent. And, I mean, this is what the podcast was invented for, right? Reaching audiences that haven't been super well served by mainstream media over the years. The people who are listening must be so pleased to have an outlet like this.
Exactly. Especially given our turbulent media landscape, Jesse.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. That's part of the basis for why they're doing what they're doing. I mean, Mariner talked about how he got into journalism in previous interviews I was looking at and listening to. He got into journalism because of that exact fact that Pacific people just weren't represented in ways that showed the different colours, the different experiences that they were kind of living day to day. And that was similar for Elisa. She talks about Pacific cultures being two extremes. One is the really negative representation of Pacific young people in particular, or like they're really high achieving. So this podcast is trying to paint a middle way. That's how she describes it. It's trying to paint the good, the bad, and otherwise, you know. And it's cool. They're actually down to the finalists for the New Zealand Podcast Awards this year, New Zealand Radio and Pod Awards.
Yeah, cool.
In the Pacific category. Yeah, so it's just got a great vibe. It's got a great vibe, and the show's changed over the last, I don't know, 8 months it's been going or so. So, yeah.
Is it weekly, Alex?
It's every Thursday. Okay. Drops every Thursday. And you can check them out on the Instagram and the TikToks. They've also started recording on YouTube, so you can check out some of the interviews on YouTube. And they've got pretty good reach, so a lot of their stories end up on the Herald as well. So Flavour must have a relationship with the Herald.
I think they're both NZME, so it kind of works it works for the newspaper to pump the stories from the audio team. I'm sure it's one of the advantages of having both. But great to hear that's worth a listen. It's called Island Roots, Auckland Ways, or iRoar. Alex Barnes is our podcast reviewer today. And tell me about To the Best of Our Knowledge.
This is a pod that I've been listening to since I was in my mid-20s or something like that. So it's been around for a little while. I'm not going to disclose my age too. So To the Best of Our Knowledge, it's hosted by a team of really experienced journalists from the US. It's Wisconsin Public Radio, but it's a syndicated program, so it plays all over the States, but obviously all over the world now as a pod. And it's a Peabody Awards show, so it's got the reps, and it's essentially, as per usual, I usually am interested in pods that are interested in ideas.
Yeah.
And so they talk about this podcast being centered on intelligence, optimism, and being curious. And so they interview poets, scientists, journalists, historians, filmmakers, philosophers, all sorts, activists, who are trying to make a positive change in the world. And so, the host, Anne Strangchamps, is a voice that I've kind of matured with over the years. And they've got a whole lot of different topics, politics, history, religion, philosophy, science, and technology, all sorts of really interesting stuff. And they've also got this whole set of limited series programs. There's one on Deep Time, which is about ecology and how we understand time, biological time, geographic time, cosmic time, ancestral time. And as we know in Aotearoa, Matariki, right, has kind of given us another understanding of Māori notions of time and space. So Deep Time is great. Luminous is another new one that they're looking at. Again, philosophical, deeply philosophical about psychedelics and healers and all that kind of stuff. Jesse.
Maybe a bit of an antidote to what sometimes feels like the endless bad news that you get through your ear holes, a chance to be optimistic and curious.
That's the one. We need a bit of that, exactly. And, these journalists have been around for some time, like I said, and you know, they're seasoned, so they're great, ask good questions, have interesting people talking about interesting topics, and, yeah, it gives us a bit of a reprieve, respite from what can feel like a doomsday scenario.
Yeah. What did you mean when you said that you'd grown into the voice of the host?
Yeah, well, it's kind of like a bit of a Kim Hill, I guess, for me. I grew up with particular RNZ hosts over years, Kim being one of them. And I lived in the States while I was a teenager, and there were a few kind of NPR hosts that I grew up with, like, what's his name? Ira Glass from This American Life and others. And Anne Strangchamps is kind of coming up at the same time. So she's got a particular cadence, a particular voice that is kind of familiar to me. Same with Ira, same with Kim. And some might say similar to you, GC. So, you know, it's there's a familiarity there. And I think as a public radio advocate and listener, there's a relationship with the host, you know. And again, I hear that through your conversations. People know who you are. You've got an interesting way of, you're interested in the quirks of people and their stories. And that creates a connection, regardless of their background. So, Anne Strangchamps is one of those people, and the people behind this podcast, Steve Paulson, is another one who's been very involved, and Jim Fleming. They're all interview hosts and producers of the pod.
Great, sounds
so
really good.
Enough about my I don't want to go too bloody long about
Alex.
Public radio.
No, but I know what you mean. If people are. I think just a space where ideas are welcome and you can just sit exploring an idea, you know, by comparison to the rest of the world, it's a pretty appealing space for a lot of people. So I'm glad you've suggested this one. Thank you.
That's great. And it's the same with Island Roots, Auckland Ways. Their vibe, you know, Mariner's vibe, Alyssa's vibe, they've got a frequency there that draws people in, keeps it light, but also interesting. So two very different pods. but both about optimism and having fun.
Hey, great yeah. review, Alex. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Jesse. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Yeah, you too. To the best of our knowledge, from Wisconsin Public Radio and Island Roots Auckland Ways.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.